Well, you know that it's going to be all right. I think it's gonna be all right. Everything will always be all right when we go shopping. Well, you know that it's going to be all right when we go shopping. It's always right. Shopping's we begin.
Welcome to the Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Hello, Harmony.
Hello, Allison. It's so nice to see you.
You as well.
You've been very, very busy person hanging out with Spike Lee and Gary Vee. Did everybody there have to have a name that rhymed?
Yes, okay. That is helpful. That and an NFT.
Yes, see, it all goes together. Well, you've got to tell
Gary
us all about
Vee.
That.
Yeah, it is
my, it's actually something I should have been at, but because you have your platform as an editor in chief of Twin City Business.
Yeah.
I said, Allie, you go.
I see. Is that how it went
that
down?
That was how it went down.
Okay. Good to know. Right. Because as a tech reporter,
I should have
I'm
been
hoping
there.
You can really dive in and talk about, you know, some of the NFT issues today.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Gas charges and, you know.
Well,
and,
I will get to some of the things later on
you
in
know,
the show.
Interestingly, you know, I couldn't make it because it was this morning. Seth Green is in town to speak. He's one of the keynotes this morning at VCon. You know, he had $200,000 worth of NFTs stolen out of his crypto wallet this week. So I was wondering if you had a bit of a lowdown on that.
Oh, that is so sad.
Yeah,
well,
sad. That's
it
what
happens.
It
doesn't matter where your wallet is, in your pocket or on a blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know the words.
Right, you do. So I will say this. Minneapolis is alive this weekend. It started on Thursday. So Gary Vaynerchuk, it's like if you know him, you know him. If you don't, you don't care. And people, he is very divisive. Some people adore him. Most of them are male. Most of them are
young.
Yes, I would say the target, this crowd is largely like, you know, maybe 20s to mid 30s, very bro-y kind of, you know, yes, very male. It's fascinating. I've not been in at a conference like this. And
probably
just
not.
Like, wow, it's crazy.
Some were in costumes, I noticed.
Yeah, that's a weird thing, too.
I didn't get it.
So just a quick crash course, and I talked to Lori and Julia about this week as well. So Gary Vee, as he's known on social media, and it's V-E-E, he started out running his father's liquor store in New Jersey. And it was early days of YouTube. And he said, hey, we should talk about wine on YouTube and we could sell wine online. And this was, you know, 20 plus years ago. People are like, what?
Crazy.
Like, nobody is going to buy wine online. Are you kidding? Anyway, he turned his father's $1 million nice local business into a $60 million empire.
Really?
It's winelibrary.com. It's still in business. And he became known as the YouTube wine guy because he wasn't afraid to. He's a fast talker. He's a New Jersey guy. Yeah. And he would say he liked things or didn't like things. And it was like, what?
People started believing in him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know, I've got this big platform. I can talk about whatever I want to talk about. I want to talk about business. I want to talk about empathy. I want to talk about, you know, whatever. And he's been he was an early investor in Twitter, in Facebook, in Uber, in Airbnb. Like, he has sort of been someone who has developed this reputation for kind of seeing what's coming
in the future.
And so if you love him or hate him, you can't deny that he has been
successful,
right about a lot of things. He's worth $200 million. He has a huge organization. He does marketing for big brands. He does, you know, all these different things. And he wanted to do a conference when he discovered, like you, Mom, NFTs.
Ah, He got to it first.
He did a deep dive. And so he created an NFT collection. He's also a collector. And you can understand how it relates because he loves baseball cards and any kind of collectible. And so NFTs and owning, you know, so he made, I kid you not. I mean, it's like, is he laughing at all? He created these characters. The patient penguin, the
cartoon kind of characters?
Kind of. I mean, they're like little sketches. He's not a real artist.
He actually drew them,
turned them into NFTs, and those became the V Friends. When you bought one, that gets you entrance admission to VCon, that is here in Minneapolis right now.
What does it cost to buy them?
Well, when they first went on the market, last spring, they started around like the equivalent. It's all in cryptocurrency, but they started around the equivalent of maybe like $1,000 to $2,000. Then they went up, way up. Like there was a time when I wrote a story about the fact that this conference was coming, and that was back in the February issue of Twin Cities Business. Right. The lowest price at that point that you could get on the secondhand market resale was like over $30,000.
What?
A couple of his sketches, a couple of Gary Vee's sketches, just the sketches alone, these little penguins and dinosaurs and whatever they are, sold through Christie's auction for close to $500,000.
The real ones?
The actual
or the
sketches.
NFTs?
Just the sketches.
Just the sketches.
For the NFTs.
So, like, we should start sketching?
He thinks, I kid you not, this is a man, Gary Vee, who compares himself to Walt Disney.
Excuse me?
And he doesn't do it ironically. He believes that he is creating a world that his characters that are currently NFTs are going to be on backpacks that our kids are going to carry to school. That these characters are going to become a whole
world.
How
is that going to happen? How do kids know about him? Kids don't know about him, do they?
Actually, yes, they do.
Do they?
They do. So here's the thing. My kids, who rarely care at all what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I've been talking about this because it's been coming up when we wrote about it. They pay no attention. All of a sudden, it's something clicked. And the other day, they're like, wait a second, you're gonna actually meet Gary Vee? And
I'm
like, yeah, because he's on TikTok.
They
know him from TikTok, and this is his mastery. So he will speak to marketing executives on LinkedIn. He will speak to the kids on TikTok, and it's all kind of about, it's this sort of like hustle culture mentality. And it's like, just go out and do it and you can make something of it. But there's also this element of like, you can be really kind and you can have an abundance mentality where I don't have to be competitive. I'm going to win, but you can win too. It's a little cultish. It's a little like, wow, what is happening here? And these people are devoted. But there are more than 100 celebrity speakers in town. So Spike Lee
was
the main stage yesterday in the morning, decked out head to toe in Prince. Head to toe.
Yes.
He loved Prince. They were good friends. He talked about how he asked Prince if he could have a guitar. And Prince didn't really answer. And then a year later, a guitar showed up at his house and it was from Prince.
You're kidding.
And then he asked Prince to sign it. And Prince was like, dude, like, I gave you the guitar. Like, enough is enough. But Spike, after I spoke to him yesterday, was headed to Paisley Park. He hadn't been there since Prince invited him for the filming of Graffiti Bridge.
Which was a long time ago.
Yeah, that came out in 1990. So it'd been a long time. Yeah. But he said, I'm not going to be sad when I go there because his spirit is still with us. He was wearing custom Air Jordans that had been spray painted purple for him that said Purple Rain and Sign of the Times on them. And yeah, it was really sweet. You know, we talked about George Floyd. He was going to try to stop by the memorial as well. Yeah. And yeah, it was, I mean,
and
legend.
Snoop Dogg.
Total legend.
Is going to be here.
Snoop Dogg.
And Eva Longoria.
Eva Longoria is this afternoon. I'm going to go over there and
just to see her, really.
She's going to be talking about women and Web3 because let's be honest, this is not right now a very female world. And I will say, and we've touched on this a little bit, but this is kind of what like Reese Witherspoon and Gwyneth Paltrow and some of them have been talking about, that you see this, like, why are all the guys the ones getting in on this? Now, some might think this is all a pyramid scheme and it's all going to go away. I think there's a middle ground, you know, the technology exists. I don't think it's going to disappear. I think we do need to understand it. Is it good for the world? Maybe not. I don't know, but I don't think it's going to go away. And so you need to know where things are headed and where technology's headed. And why should these young guys get all the, make all the money?
Well, you know, the thing that was interesting is I was talking to my sister yesterday about this because she said, I don't understand. And who is he and all of that? And I said, you know, it kind of reminds me. In fact, they did a Super Bowl commercial, but many years ago when the internet started, Katie Couric and Bryant Gumbel were the hosts of the Today Show. And they have a clip of them. This was before the commercial. This was in real time.
Yeah.
Where she's saying, what is the internet? And what is that little mark that looks like an A in a circle? Is it at? What is that? I mean, and so you think, oh my goodness, that is not that long ago.
Totally.
And nobody knew what that was.
And I will say, so we, Twin Cities Business, we partnered with the department, that with DEED, Minnesota DEED, the Department of Economic and of Employment and Economic Development. That those are the letters. And Greater MSP. And we did a small breakfast with Gary to kind of bring some business leaders to talk to him before all this hoopla started. And that was kind of what he was saying. He's like, look, you know, there was a time when we all said there is no way people will buy tomatoes on the internet.
Yeah.
That's nonsense. Yeah. There was a time when your parents were afraid you should never put your credit card number in the internet.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get robbed. You know, and these are things now that are, it's hard to believe, but he said he lives in today, not yesterday, not where you've got to understand what's possible. And then, you know,
it doesn't mean everything's going to work. I mean,
exactly.
NFTs are not big right now. Things have gone down as far as the popularity and the purchases. From what I have
the
read.
The values.
Yeah.
But that's true of everything right now, the market and cryptocurrency and everything else.
Yeah.
And what he would answer to that, what Gary Vee would say is that, that, you know, don't get in as a day trader. If you're getting in to get rich quick, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, it's long-term.
This is a long game.
The other thing that I was surprised, he started Resy, which is, it, more people, I think, know OpenTable to make reservations.
Yes.
But their Resy is out there, too, and that's his.
Right. One of many, many companies.
Yeah.
I know.
And he's married and got two kids, did you tell
me? He does. He doesn't talk about them a lot.
Okay.
Although his social media does say family first. But yeah, they're not really,
first,
they're not part
they're
of,
not in the way.
they're not in this. But
okay.
I will tell you this, at the party at the Commons outside US Bank on Thursday night, after the hail, then the sun came out and the rainbows. It was crazy.
See, he has a way.
And thousands of people were out there and
they didn't have to pay to come to that.
No, that was a ticketed event.
Right.
You had to be part of going to the conference invited. But there was this huge long line and I'm like, is this for food? Is this for the bathroom? No, it was to take a selfie with Gary Vee.
Wow.
People waited hours. That's what it's all about.
Goodness.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. More on that and more on many other things, including the essential pieces you're going to need this summer. What's going on with art fairs? Kind of the opposite of the NFT world.
Yeah.
Actual art fairs happening this weekend and beyond. We'll fill you in on all that next on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. So Target announced a new collection this week. Are you excited about this? Are you, do you know Tabitha Brown, Mom?
You know, not personally. I certainly don't. I have heard of her. She's an actress. She has written bestsellers. She's also
about what? What kind of bestsellers?
You know what? I don't know.
Okay.
We'll have to find out. She's a big influencer that Target has worked with before. Very big on social media. And she is going to do four limited time collections throughout this next year. Everything from apparel, swim, accessories, home and office, food, kitchenware, entertaining.
Wow,
so,
service.
I mean, obviously, she is popular with everyone. And Target's worked with her for over the last 2 years or so. And so anyway, she is, the first collection will come out on June 11th, which is not very far away. And this is going to be clothing that they say is bursting with bright hues and bold patterns. And there'll be more than 75 apparel and accessory items, most of them under $30 and sizes ranging from extra, extra small to 4X while supply lasts, because that's always, you know, the case with these partnerships mm-hmm. that they have. And she also stars, and I didn't know this, she stars in Tab Time, which is a YouTube original kids show. Mm-hmm. And the book that she wrote is called Feeding the Soul.
Okay.
And it's her message of love and optimism and all that sort of thing.
Well, it's certainly cute. I mean, she is like, she is just one of those like magnetic personality, yeah. like huge smile kind of people. Then the bright prints seem to sort of exude her enthusiasm
exactly.
for everything. It looks really fun.
Yeah. So that's something to put on your calendar if you would like to check those things out. And
tell us one more time, when does it
June
launch?
June 11th.
Okay.
And in stores and online.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Target appreciated a couple headlines about that to counteract the real news of the week, which was
yeah.
that profits
not
are
so good.
Down. Now, I think the thing we have to keep in mind is that, you know, we're coming off of record shattering years.
Right.
I mean,
absolutely.
Quarter after quarter of just insane, unbelievable growth, that it's not really a surprise that things are down. But I think what's interesting is, I mean, they weren't making it sound like this is going to end anytime soon. Like this
no,
is about
and I think
supply chain. It's about
it's
transportation
freight,
costs.
Right. It's all of that that is causing, because sales are actually up mm-hmm. somewhat. But and it isn't just Target. Walmart had the same kind of report.
Right.
And so, you know. They said that, you know, part of the problem is that the discretionary categories are what, you know, are not moving. Like
and I mean, look,
did.
It doesn't take, you don't have to be an economist from Harvard to know. All you have to do is walk through a Target or Walmart and know what you paid for things a year ago and what you're paying now. It is, I don't remember in my life a time where the price increases were this shocking.
In fact, I have to say, I've been in what I call the little Target. But I hadn't been in a super Target in a long time because I a lot of times do the pickup and all that.
It's cute that you call it a little
Target.
Yeah,
my little
Target. I don't think they call it
that. Well, I do though. But the super Target, first of all, I mean, it's just so big. I mean, they now, besides like having packages of cookies, they have, you know, like bulk, like they do at Costco.
Mm.
I mean, so there's just so much. It's like exhausting. But what I was shocked. Two things. First of all, yes, I guess I hadn't expected to see the prices even at Target be as high as they were. And there were so many empty shelves.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Not and just the baby formula.
No.
All over.
And there was a guy that was stocking and I said, is this because of, you know, shortage or you guys are just, you know, late? But he said, it's a combination. But so, yeah, it is kind of shocking. The only place that I didn't see that I've been lately, mm-hmm. and now I'm afraid to go back, was Trader Joe's. I shopped at Trader Joe's a couple weeks ago and did not notice a big increase in prices.
Hmm.
So now everybody
will
go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah, but. I mean, it's a somewhat different formula for them because so much of what they make is their own brand.
Right.
I don't know if that would have anything to
do
with it.
But it's it's
I mean, now
Target,
Brian Cornell was out on all the news shows this week saying that they will not pass all of these increases on to consumers.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like maybe they won't, but I feel like the brands already are.
Well, this is a tough time for everyone.
It really is.
Yep.
It really
is. No easy answers.
Absolutely. Okay. We will be back with more Shop Girls. How about a $200,000 facelift?
Oh, I love
it. That's next. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I just want to say, I know we have to talk about $200,000 facelifts after talking about how the price of groceries and staples are going through the roof. It's just these different worlds that we live in here in America. But before we do that, if you're planning your Saturday and you're listening in real time, which I hope you are, I just want to mention that Artaworld is on. First time in 2 years. You know, they had to cancel it for the pandemic. It's back. Did you know that Artaworld is the largest open studio tour in the entire country?
No,
yes,
I did
it is.
Not.
Yes, it is. And it is right here in Northeast Minneapolis, happening this weekend. More than 1,000 artists, galleries, and businesses are participating. More than 60 locations. You can see demonstrations of art. You can buy
and
local
they're gonna have art. Music, too.
There's tons of stuff going on. Restaurants, breweries. It's all free. It's all open to the public. Go to, it's the Northeast Minneapolis Arts Association. Their website is NEMA, N-E-M-A-A org, and you can plot out your whole weekend right there. But all the galleries open basically starts at noon today, noon to 8 p.m. and then again on Sunday from noon to 5 p.m.
Well, that would certainly keep you busy all
yes
weekend.
And while we're doing a little culture, I just want to say that I got to go to the Guthrie last night, where I had not been in a long time.
I haven't either.
And see A Raisin in the Sun, and wow, was it amazing. The was acting it? the set, spectacular. If you have time, it's here into June. Highly recommend, even if you've seen it before. I mean, people,
yeah, remember the movie.
Yeah, but yeah, this is a really extraordinary performance of it, and just it's an amazing cast and crew.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for your review.
That concludes my art report. Back to facelifts. Yes.
And you know, the rich are different from the rest of us.
No, they're just like us.
Yeah, not so much. Uh-huh. So there was an article in the New York Times, and I mean, I read it with my mouth hanging open. It started out talking about this woman who traveled from her home in Texas to New York, and she basically shelled out $230,000 for a nip and tuck at the hands of a doctor that maybe we're supposed to know. His name is Andro Giacono, a plastic surgeon. Well, okay, you might.
Is he on reality TV?
No, he's best known because he did Marc Jacobs' recent facelift.
Oh, gosh. And there's a link. I'm clicking. I haven't seen
his facelift, yes.
Oh, wow.
Now, the cost of her surgery, now you have to understand all the things that she got. A brow lift, upper and lower eyes, facelift, lip lift, neck lift, earlobe reconstruction, rhinoplasty. And she said it was a little higher than she expected, but she loved the results. And this is the comment that I love the most. She said, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I have a Rolls Royce. I have three homes. I have everything I could possibly want. I was still depressed. The way I look at this, this is my face and it's going everywhere I go. So why not a $200,000 facelift?
Oh my gosh.
So, I suppose everything is relative, and in her world, maybe that is not, you know.
I think of a few charitable organizations.
A few, but no, we don't know. Maybe she gives to those as well.
Oh,
you know, and she's
gross.
Saying people buy artwork and spend that and so forth. Now, in reality, you don't have to pay that for a facelift, according to this article. I mean, there are some very competent doctors, that charge $40,000 to $50,000. But some of them call them designer facelifts.
I was going to say, this will become the new status symbol,
yes.
Right? Like, it's not enough to get a facelift. You've got to get a fancy facelift.
Right, and some of these doctors say they feel like they love artwork, and they look at it as a beautiful painting.
Wow.
That they're creating. And, you know, it's different from just a basic facelift, you know. So, you know, I guess everything is relative. And if you can afford it and want to do something like that. Now, besides that, there's a doctor in Beverly Hills who says besides the actual facelift, there's the post-operative care that is included. So that includes 24/7 direct access to your surgeon and at-home nurses. And you can have all of these things taken care of for you if this is what you want. He said it's like a luxury hotel. And when you stay 5 days and four nights, and and you spend $200,000 on a facelift, and so then you get this as well. So, you know, I mean, you've got to think about all of these things.
It is good to know what's available
out there.
And what about those of us who just want a new mascara or lipstick?
Well...
and hope for the best.
That's a little different, but Lady Gaga has you know, kind of taken care of with that. You know, we've talked about her, I don't know if it's a couple years ago that she came out with her line, her House Labs, it was called. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was in 2018. And she is relaunching this.
Had it stopped?
Well, I don't think it stopped. It was with Amazon. This is a whole different thing. Excuse me. It was the original brand was called House Laboratories.
Okay.
Now it is called House Labs and Houses, H-A-U-S. And it came out, she introduced it on her social media platforms on May 9th, but it hasn't launched yet. It is now going to be in Sephora. And it will be in Sephora in the U.S. and Canada and also on houselabs.com beginning June 9th. And she says she's very excited to bring a brand new supercharged clean artistry makeup to the world through a place that's inspired me for years, Sephora. So why did she go with Amazon to begin with then? You know, maybe she wasn't as inspired then.
Yeah.
But there are many products that are on her mind that she has actually brought out, is bringing out on her new
Shots for the launch look pretty spectacular.
Yeah. If you can look like that, do you think a makeup artist had anything to do with those?
I'm going to guess maybe. But I will say, I mean, it does feel like for a lot of these new brands launching, like when you get into Sephora, it's sort of like these days, that's when it's like, okay.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know why she started with Amazon, but, you know.
Maybe even Lady Gaga has to prove herself.
Do you think?
I don't know.
Maybe. She had to sing them a few songs. Now, have you ever heard of a Filipino makeup brand called Sunnies?
I am not sure.
Well, apparently this is a really big company that has been, everybody in all of the Asian countries have loved this.
Mm-hmm. Based in the Philippines.
Right. But they've never sold it in the U.S. until now. It's only been in China, Singapore, Malaysia, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So they've got a big following, and they are now bringing it to the U.S.
Okay.
They were a big hit immediately in Philippines, and on launch day, their website hit nearly 3 million views. So, you know.
How did they do that? Did they have some celebrity? I wonder what made it blow up like that.
I can't tell you because I don't know a lot of the celebrities in the Philippines.
All right, so where is it going to be launching
here? What they're doing is they're starting out with lip color in America, and it's a direct-to-consumer U.S. launch, and you go to their website, which is Sunny Face, S-U-N-N-I-E-S, sunniesface.com.
That's cute.
It is cute. And they've got, it looks like wonderful shades. There are 15 shades. And the main thing that they have been so successful with is they've got tones for every skin, colors for every skin tone.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, and it's also
mega pigmented lipsticks.
Right. And it's cruelty and paraben and fragrance free. Mm-hmm. And the tubes are not expensive. They're $16 a tube. Hmm. And as I say, they'll be exclusive through the website. You can go on the website and see all of the different colors. I'm kind of tempted to try one of those.
I'm curious. When Fatima was here a couple of weeks ago, when you were off, she was talking about some brands that she's ordered online that are not available in stores. You know, we've talked numerous times to people who've tried Jones Road, which is Bobbi Brown's new line.
Yeah.
And she does a great job of doing tutorials online to show you. But it's a little tricky to pick a color virtually,
right?
I'm so curious from our listeners, what products you've ordered online, color, makeup kind of products, where you've got a match to your own skin that you've been successful with. I really want to know.
And I wonder if you can return them. I mean, now in a department store, you can. I mean, if you get a lipstick and the color doesn't work well, or in Sephora or Ulta, you can return it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what happens when you get it online.
651-641-1071 is our number if you have a makeup success story from online that you want to share with us. You know, speaking of returns,
yes.
Did you hear about Zara?
No.
Did you hear that they are, they are experimenting. They're going to start charging for returns.
Any kind of return? I mean,
for online returns, they're going to start in the UK. But if you bought something, so if you bought it online, you can still return it for free in the store. But I guess if you want to send it back, they're going to add a fee to it.
The truth is, who wants to send it back if you can just go to the store? It's a pain to
That's your bias because you like going in stores. I think not everybody does, but
the
thing for Zara, I think a couple dollars. This is all in pounds. They're going to charge $195 in pounds to return clothes that will come off of the cost of the refund. So they're trying it there, and then I think it's equivalent to a couple dollars,
$3 here. Maybe.
I mean, there are brands here and there that do that. It really angers me. It's definitely enough for me to not order from them or to think about it in the future. For Zara, the problem is they've got such ridiculously long lines. This could drive more people to do returns in store, which is going to be terrible for them.
Because it's already terrible lines to go into the store for so long.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if this catches on and if that becomes commonplace. I wonder how much that will change the way we shop online.
Do you know any other stores that are doing that?
Not at this scale. I mean, like I said, there are some that will charge, smaller boutique-y brands that will charge, kind of like a restocking fee, but not at the kind of scale that Zara is.
They charge restocking fees like for electronics.
Yes.
I know, but I've never heard of that for...
I don't know. I don't think that's going to help with the goodwill of the
customers.
Probably
not. No. It'll be interesting to see.
Yes, it will. When we get back, it'll be time for Whose Look Is It Anyway? That's coming up right ahead on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Well, it is that time where we look at a couple of trends. You've probably been thinking about going to the grocery store just in your underwear and a trench coat. And you might be wondering, whose look is that anyway?
Can't believe she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the shop girls to ask.
Can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
That before you go to the grocery store, you have to think, oh, shoot, I've got to figure out what blouse and what pants I'm wearing.
Yeah, I definitely dress for the grocery store.
Well, of course you do. Yeah. But if you are Julia Fox, who, according to Harper's Bazaar, she is a model, actress, artist, and muse. I would just say the only way I know her is that she used to go with Kanye West for 4 minutes.
Okay.
And I think that she probably, along with needing apples and oranges, thought, hey, why not get a little attention?
Right. And having a slow day.
She literally was wearing a bra and pants, but in her, in her favor, let us say, she did wear a denim blazer.
Oversized denim blazer.
Just loose over it. And denim boots.
And don't forget to describe the bag.
The handbag. I'm still trying to figure it out. It is a pair of jeans.
Picture this, everybody. So you take a pair of jeans.
Yep.
You tie the legs together.
Yeah, turn it upside down.
Tie them together. You hold it over your arm. Suddenly, you have
a bag.
Handbag. You cut the crotch. You put your stuff in. The pants. You got a bag. So she basically turned her pants into her handbag, did not wear pants,
did not
wear a top, went to the grocery store, bothered to put some stuff in bags, and then stood in the parking lot to have her picture taken.
Well, it takes time to get everything into the car.
That's a day. This is why when you hear celebrities are so, so busy, this is why they're busy. It takes a long time.
I will pay you to do this.
Will you?
I will.
Okay.
And I will come and take a picture.
Yeah. And I love also, they say new paparazzi photos. I am sorry. There is zero chance that she just did this and went to the store thinking maybe the paparazzi will spot her. She invited them. She probably took the pictures and handed them out.
her people probably said, oh, she's going to the grocery store. And oh, by the way, she forgot to put clothes on.
Oh, yeah. She's just walking down the street casually.
We do have to post this because I think if you haven't seen it, you can't appreciate it. I love the handbag. I'm going to do that.
The takeaway is this kind of oversized denim blazer is a thing. I mean,
yeah,
blazers,
that's cute.
Blazers in general are and it's a light wash.
Yeah.
It looks very, I don't know, 90s, 80s. I'm not sure what, but I mean, it definitely looks like a throwback, but I mean, this is a look that is coming back, and I think blazers in general are just getting even bigger and baggier. I bought one, I have to say, last Saturday at Surgeon Jane,
and
I
stood so there. Cute.
Thank you. I stood there for it. It's Scotch and Soda. I like that
brand. Oh, I love that brand.
Yeah.
I don't mind drinking one now and then. No, that's not
really
true, actually.
Interesting information, mother. Okay. But I stood there for a while, you know, thinking like, oh, is it too big on me? I mean, you got to make sure that the proportions are right. I think I'm seeing some silhouettes out there on models where you've got kind of the boxier jacket with a fuller pant. And if you have a lot of height, I think you can maybe pull that off.
Yeah.
When you do not have a lot of height, I think you have to pick and choose so you don't just look like you're swimming in your clothes. But I did it. I wore a pant that was not skinny.
No, but it, you know, it was full.
No, but it was like a straight leg pant with a boxier blazer, and I felt okay.
Yeah, no, it looked really cute. But this is, you know, the blazer's fine, and I think that's cute. And it, but you know,
all right. What's Julia Roberts doing?
Julia Roberts was at the Cannes Film Festival, and you know, all of the women come in these beautiful gowns. I mean, extravagant kind of looks. But she didn't. She was wearing a tuxedo, but again, not exactly the kind that you see on most people. It was it's a jumpsuit that actually has like tails in the back, you know, like if you were wearing a morning coat.
Yes, but it's all one piece.
But it's one piece. And with it, she has a necklace on. This is the part that just absolutely floored me. It is a Chopard necklace featuring a 100 carat yellow diamond.
Yeah.
100 carats.
That's a lot of carats.
That's a lot of carats. Mm-hmm. A whole bunch. But, I mean, she
had this look.
A very strappy, you know, open sandal, high heel, you know, very pretty. I
don't like the tail. I'm not into
like the
tail, but the idea of women are loving jumpsuits. We feel good in them. It's one piece. It's easy. And the idea of a tuxedo styled jumpsuit that's really, you know, dressy. It had sleeves. It was, you know, kind of a tapered leg, which looked great with heels.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes. I don't love the tail either. At night, for another evening, she wore a suit, in a way, I guess you could say, but it was quite beautiful. It was a Dior jacket worn with a tulle skirt, long skirt, and a brooch, a beautiful brooch on it. And that was pretty. I love Julia Roberts. I'm not always a fan of how she dresses.
No.
But I thought this looked very, very pretty. So she, you know, she can't do any wrong, really.
She can do whatever she wants. She doesn't really care. She can't. She doesn't, so, you know.
The other thing that we have a little bit of time to talk about is that brown seems to be an unexpected popular color for spring, at least among celebrities. And God knows we want to do whatever they do, right? Sure. Anyway, rather than some of the lighter colors or neons that, you know, you kind of think of as what people are excited to wear, there has been this kind of surge of celebrities wearing brown, which certainly is a neutral, you know, same as black would be or a navy blue.
You've never been a brown fan?
Not totally. I'm not. I mean, that wouldn't be my first pick. But, I mean, there certainly are various shades of it that can
look nice. I love it. It's a good neutral. Pair it with whites. It just feels kind of fresh, especially when you've been wearing black for months and months.
Yeah, that's true.
I love it. Coming off of it, yes.
All right.
How about Harry Styles in his onesie that was black with brown and then a neon yellow?
Yeah.
That's an idea.
I wonder if it had a zipper.
It must have.
I hope so.
All right, we'll be back with another hour. We'll take your questions. We're going to talk about the five pieces every man needs after this.